All right, Eric, just thoughts on the game tonight.
You know, a frustrating finish for us, for sure. You know, really happy with our guys' fight, really happy with how we competed the whole way through. But, you know, they hit a tough shot at the end. You know, I think we had one more chance. I think, you know, we would have had a chance to win it. But ball doesn't always bounce in your favor.
One of the differences tonight is that you guys went into half tied opposed to going, finding yourself in a hole. How important was that, especially the way you guys came out in the second half to at least get a tie going into half?
You know, I think it just shows our growth every single game that, you know, we're finding ourselves, we're finding our rhythm, and we got a long ways to go yet, but hey, every step in the right direction is something to be thankful for.
There were definitely some notables out on the court tonight, and I thought Isaac Simon had a terrific game tonight. Just what have you seen over three games already in him?
You know, three games, and thankfully for me, I've had him here for 3 years. So, you know, he's a guy who shows up every single day. I'm not sure if this is a totally true stat, but potentially the first ever Saskatchewan guy to start for the Saskatchewan Rattlers. So as a U-Sport guy, to have that accomplishment is pretty amazing.
When he was announced in the starting lineup, he definitely got the bigger roar from the crowd. How important is that with this team market to have a Saskatchewan guy, not only on the team performing the way he is, but in the starting lineup as well?
You know, I think it's a huge addition for us. You know, we are a smaller province, and basketball is an up-and-coming sport, but to have a guy like that who, you know, our young kids can look up to and see the success, and that he can play with all these guys from across the world, I think is, you know, he's somebody that we treasure a lot.
Over the past three games, you guys have improved with each game, but still unable to get that victory. Going into next week, what's one thing that you're going to take away from tonight that really need to improve on to get over that hump?
You know, I sometimes think you compete too hard. And so, you know, at the end of the game here, I think we wanted to win it so bad that we got a little bit isolation heavy. So we're going to work on putting some stuff in and making sure that we have some end of game scenarios to make sure that the ball continues to move and we still get some player movement and challenge their defense. So,
do you think it'll be good for the guys to go out on a road trip and maybe some extra bonding experience? And of course, playing on the road for the first time, it'll be a new experience for some guys.
Yeah, road trips are always good. You know, it's a tough turnaround there. We play back-to-back, and so it presents a new challenge for us. But yeah, road trips, especially the first road trip of the year, is always good for the guys and good for the team to build some camaraderie.
So what's the situation with Cody John?
Cody's been had a little bit of an injury when he got here, and you know, the game on Thursday just flared it up. So in the interest of the long term of the season, we decided to hold him out tonight.
So three games at home, 0-3, not the start. I'd like to have at least one win.
For sure. Definitely not the start we wanted, but definitely the growth we wanted to see. And, you know, losing one game by two and one game by four, you can see we're right there across the league. So hopefully we can build off this and change that around.